Hello,
Joseph?
It's he.
Hey, Joseph. My name is Harold. This call is in regards to your roundup lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Have you found an attorney to help you file a claim?
I haven't done anything about it yet.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup?
Yeah, I've sprayed lots of Roundup. Grew up in between farm fields. We weren't farmers. I worked on farms baling hay and doing all that kind of stuff, but our house was right in the middle of either a corn or a bean field where we grew up.
And so you're around the Roundup a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you ever diagnosed with any form of cancer, any illnesses?
I have CLL.
Sorry to hear that. Chronic lymphatic leukemia?
Lymphatic, yep.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been coming up on 11 years now since my diagnosis, so I'm managing.
How old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Well, I guess 53.
53.
Yeah.
And were you interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and see what we can do for you. And I do have to ask you, no attorney has sent you anything to sign, correct? Nothing on your phone or
correct.
With your finger? Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And so you were diagnosed roughly in 2014?
Roughly, yeah.
And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Oh, certainly.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 2 years?
I don't know what that means.
So for at least 2 years, in 2 years, a calendar year, in your lifetime, have you sprayed Roundup?
Are you asking me if I have sprayed Roundup for a cumulative period of time of 2 years?
It doesn't necessarily.
So that means I had a Roundup sprayer in my hand for a total time, if I added it all up, of 2 years?
No, not
necessarily. Is that what you're asking?
No. So did you spray it, at least one time, let's say 98, and then one time in 99?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then how many years would you say you actually sprayed it, if you had to estimate?
Roundup?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I've used Roundup for weeds for years. I don't know. I have no idea.
If you had asked
it, probably almost every year for 63 now, so 50 years, close to that, or we'll say 45 years.
45.
Yeah.
And
it's not, all year long or anything, but
right.
Periodically.
Maybe seasonally. Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And that makes sense. That makes sense. And throughout those 45 years, would you say you at least sprayed it for 10 days?
Yes.
And then I know this might be hard. Estimates are completely fine. If you had to estimate, how many hours of exposure would you say you've had to Roundup in your life?
Well, that's difficult. The town that we grew up in was a farm community. And so our house was out of town. And like I said, the entire house was surrounded by fields. And so there's no way of knowing just how much exposure from what the farmer was spraying on his field, that I had constantly. And then, of course, we used it in the yard at the house. And so I mean, it would be nearly impossible for me to pin down what my exposure was.
Gotcha. How many hours of exposure would you say you have of yourself just spraying it?
of myself just spraying it over my lifetime.
Correct.
Oh, I don't know. 200?
200. Okay. And then you did spray Roundup. Would you say you spray Roundup for at least 2 years prior to your diagnosis, or at least a year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everybody uses Roundup, right?
Right, right. I mean, it's a big thing. Very good product as well, so.
Yeah.
When would you estimate was your last time you actually stopped using it?
Well, last time I stopped using it?
Yes, sir.
I sprayed it last fall.
Okay, so in about 2024 or so, you used it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I do have to ask you, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And then you did spray it residentially, correct?
We've got 24 acres that's out in the country, and I used it out there.
So would you say it was more agriculturally?
Well, I mean, it was tall weeds that I was spraying, and we don't farm. Somebody actually is farming several acres on our property, but he farms organically, so he doesn't spray anything, and I was just knocking down weeds that were not on the farm fields, but were growing up along the driveway and stuff.
Gotcha. And then have you ever had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Just the CLL.
Just the CLL, okay.
Yeah, and I've had prostate cancer as well. I don't know that that's a related cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's not, but, you know, that's still terrible, so... Do you know anyone else who may have also been hurt by the Roundup?
Well, most of the rest of my family is dead. So almost all of my family on my mom's side died from lung cancer.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's – or is the Roundup just strictly associated with blood cancer or what?
Well, that's what they're kind of looking for at the moment. It's just the blood cancer. Now, you know, it's not to say that other cancers cannot be associated with it. But right now, the blood cancer is kind of the main focus.
That's,
And then were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No.
No. Have you ever had an organ transplant, an autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever had diabetes or arthritis?
No.
Nope. And then have you ever had any other chemo for any other cancer besides the CLL?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Tons. Like I said, everybody on my mom's side died from it, so.
And then Joseph, you spell your name J-O-S-E-P-H?
Correct.
And then last name Schaefer, S-C-S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R?
Correct.
Perfect. And then I do have to ask you this as well. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you currently?
63.
63. And how did you first learn about, you know, the Roundup and the CLL that, you know, could have caused that?
I think it was just on Facebook that I saw that it was potentially linked to it on some pop-up or something on Facebook.
And when was this? Was this sometime this year, last year?
Oh, no. It's been several years ago. I don't know when this whole thing started, but it's been several years ago.
Gotcha. Okay. maybe 3 or 4 or 5 or so.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my cancer doctor never, I mean, he didn't speculate about what might have caused it or anything. He just wanted to treat it, so.
Gotcha. He never said it could have been linked to the Roundup or anything of the nature.
No, he didn't say anything.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Joseph, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
5'10", about 205.
And then what is the best email address for you?
It's JL, last name Schaefer, at TWC. That's Tango Whiskey Charlie .com.
Perfect. And then the best phone number for you is at 502-299-3177.
Correct.
And then could I go ahead and get your spouse's name and phone number as well?
It's Lana, L-A-N-A, same last name, 502-299-3178.
Perfect. And then would you like for your wife to be your emergency contact as well?
Sure.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many times per month would you say you use Roundup?
Well, since we moved into this little temporary 1,500 square foot garden home, they call it, and they cut the lawn for us and take care of the landscaping and do all of that. So lately, it's been next to nothing, but out on the property, that's going to increase. So as of right now and going backwards in time, I would say I use it for this last fall for an hour or so once a week.
Okay, so about maybe 4 times a month or so. That was kind of during the fall or so. Okay. And then when would you estimate was the first year you sprayed Roundup?
Oh, heck. you're talking back in the 80s.
80s, okay. I mean.
Or probably 70s even. Yeah, I would say it had to be probably late 70s.
Late 70s, all righty.
Mm-hmm.
Around maybe 78 or so.
I don't even know when the first time I saw Roundup was. When did they invent it?
Roundup, I believe it came out around 73.
Okay. Yeah, but I know we used it around the yard and stuff back when I was in high school, so that would have been late 70s.
And when you did spray, would you ever wear protective gear, face mask, gloves, anything like that?
Generally tennis shoes, shorts, and a t-shirt.
Gotcha. Okay, so nothing extra to kind of protect the eyes and everything like that?
Oh, no.
Gotcha. Okay. No. And what state would you primarily use the Roundup?
Growing up, it was Illinois. And for the last 30 years, we've been in, well, actually, since 1989, we've been in Indiana, so.
And then you were first kind of exposed to Roundup, would you say, you know, because you were working and, you know, you were using it? Or would you say it was kind of just, you know, everyone kind of sprayed it and so that
well,
was.
Well, I mean, like I said, that's hard to. For me to emphatically say it was one or the other, but I mean, it was either me spraying it in the yard or just living in the field where it was sprayed on the crops out in the field. And the wind doesn't care who it blows it on.
Right, right. Gotcha. Okay. And you did personally spray Roundup. You were there every time. And And then your hey, prop.
Just let me, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Did Kayla call you? She was trying to call me, and I'm on this phone call. So why don't you call her back and tell her? Sorry about that.
No worries. No worries. And then, Joseph, did you get your water ever near a water well, or was it through city water?
No, the house out in the country in Illinois was, I believe it was on a well.
On a well?
Yeah, I think it was on a well.
Okay. And then,
but since we've moved to Indiana, it's all been city water.
City water. Gotcha. Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I'm sure. Like I said, you know, we grew up in the middle of a corn or bean field, so I'm sure I have been.
Do you know if you have ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
As far as I know, not Agent Orange. Is that available as a consumer product?
No, no.
Okay, then no. And benzene sounds familiar, but the only way is if it was in a consumer product that I bought. But I don't have a degree in chemistry, so I don't spend a lot of time on the label.
Gotcha, no worries. And then just to go back to this question, I do have to ask one more time. How many exposures do you think you might have in your roundup? Would you say about 200 plus? 100 plus? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then the roundup that you used, was it a concentrate or was it a premixed?
Yes.
Premixed?
No, it was both. I'll go either way. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Buy the concentrate and mix it with water, or just sometimes buy the premixed one with the sprayer already attached to it.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you know where the Roundup was purchased?
Oh, it could have been Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware. No. I mean, lots of different places.
Gotcha. Where you buy it, you know, for your property where you used to buy it, where would you go?
I'd either go uptown, which is 5 minutes away. There's an Ace Hardware, or I'd go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Gotcha. And then did you purchase Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a principal place of business in the same state as you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well,
you would purchase,
I mean,
it.
What's Lowe's?
In Illinois?
I have purchased it in Illinois, but, and that's been so long ago, I couldn't even tell you where I got it there. And here, I don't know the answer to your question. Is Lowe's?
They're corporate.
Yeah, they're corporate, but did you ask me if they're incorporated in Indiana, or if I don't know what the question was, I guess.
Right, so incorporated in the state that you're in. So if
I don't know where they're incorporated. I mean,
and that's fine.
Lots of companies are incorporated out of Connecticut because of their tax laws, but they do business all over the country.
All over,
so,
right.
Yeah, so I don't know how to answer that question either.
No worries. And do you have any receipts or any Roundup, you know, kind of in your possession still?
Might have some out in the garage. I don't know.
Because if you do, that'll kind of strengthen your case. So definitely want to just keep it around, you know, just to have.
Well, there's a bottle right there. Are you telling me to quit using Roundup?
I'm not really saying, you know, can't really tell you, but it has been linked to, you know, the non-Hodgkin lymphoma and, you know, the chronic lymphatic leukemia. So it wouldn't
but
be.
But I've already got it, so.
Well, yeah. You know, it just wouldn't be a bad decision, though. You know, especially if you, you know, if it has these, you know, type of side effects, yeah, it would definitely be good. But, you know, if you have it, you know, it's up to you for sure. And then, Joseph, have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago, okay. And then how many years would you say you smoked?
Oh, probably 5 or 6.
5 or 6. And then are you currently employed?
No, I just retired.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did you do before?
UPS pilot.
Nice. Congratulations. How long were you doing that?
35 years.
35 years. Man, that's nice. Can't wait until, you know, my day finally comes where I can retire.
How old are you now?
I'm 25, so.
You got a ways.
Yeah, I got a long time. Unless I just take the jackpot, you know, or, you know, hit the lottery or something, so. And then did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatment?
I took 10 months off for chemotherapy.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yeah, one disability claim.
What year was this?
This was just last year.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember the doctor who actually diagnosed you with the CLL and what hospital they worked out of?
I don't know that they worked out of a hospital. I guess they may have, but it was Dr. What's his first name? Last name is Chauhan, Chowan. And what's his name? Chauhan. But he's a cancer doc for the VA in Louisville now, so he's not my cancer doc anymore.
Gotcha, okay.
Naveed. Naveed.
Okay. And then do you have his address?
I don't have a current address for him, no, because he went to he's at the VA hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. And I've never seen him over there since I'm not military.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what the address is there.
No worries. I can find that. And then how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
Other than the constant port flushes and every 6 months doctor visits and the 10 months of chemotherapy that sucked a lot, not a lot. I don't think about it much.
It's good that, you know, you don't really let it affect you.
Yeah.
And then do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
Well, I don't personally have them, no. But the doc that I'm currently seeing would have them.
Okay. And then what hospital did you go to for your treatment? Or
I
what?
Didn't go to a hospital. It was initially it was Dr. Chauhan's own personal cancer clinic. Mm-hmm. And then he switched to Baptist at Baptist Cancer Center in New Albany, Indiana. And then he switched to Optum Cancer Center in New Albany. And then he left and went to the VA.
Gotcha.
So.
And you saw him at the Baptist and the
I saw him at his personal one. It was just Naveed Chauhan, his own. And then I saw him at Baptist Health Cancer. And then I saw him at Optum Cancer. And both of those, well, all three of those places were in New Albany.
Gotcha. And then, so did you start your treatment last year?
No. I started my treatment 10 years ago. For the last, I have to see something to tell you what the date was, but it's coming up on 11 years now. And I was diagnosed and then immediately went in and started the chemo treatments, did that for 10 months and then got my medical back and went back to work. And so it has been, since I did chemo, it has been close to 10 years ago.
About 10 years.
Since I finished chemo.
And then what is the best mailing address for you?
7909 8th Andrews Street, Charlestown, Indiana, 47111.
And that was 79098 Andrew Street?
7909 Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Saint Andrews Street.
Gotcha, okay. Perfect. All right. All right. Give me one moment. I am going to get this all squared away, and then I will be able to get you over the documents. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Perfect. Alrighty, give me one moment and I will be right back on the line with you.
All right.
Thank you. All right, and then we will be putting your wife as your emergency contact, right?
Yep. Sounds good.
Perfect. All right, One second here. All right, before I send these over, I do want to go ahead, and do we have permission to contact your wife in case we cannot get a hold of you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I do just want to verify my spelling, verify my dates before I get this sent over to you. I do just want to reiterate we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yep.
Alrighty. And now you were diagnosed in 2014, correct? Or was it 2015?
I think it was 2014.
About 2014, already.
Yeah, it was 2014.
And then we have here, you sprayed it for about 45 years or so. You have over 200 plus hours of exposure to the spray, and that's just, you know, you yourself spraying, not even you know, being in the area. You stopped, or you didn't stop, but the last time at least you sprayed it was around 2024, around last year. You were never diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, or anything like that. You spell your name J-O-S-E-P-H, last name S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R. You are male. Your email address is J-L-S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R, so J-L, last name Schaefer, at T-W-C, Tango, Tango Wicked Cat.
Not a pilot.
No, not at all. Not at all. And then we have your phone number, 502-299-3177. You roughly, if we're counting from 2024 to, you know, past time, you roughly use it around, you know, four times a month, kind of slowed down using it. You roughly started using it in 78. One of the main states that you used it was in Illinois, also sprayed it in Indiana as well. You have well over 200, you know, exposures in your lifetime. You do still currently have Roundup in your possession, which I would recommend keeping. And then you were seen by Dr. Showan at one of his hospitals that, you know, you went to, or one of, you know, his practices, cancer centers. And that was at the Baptist Health Floyd Cancer Center, and that's at the 2210 Green Valley Road, number 1, New Albany, Indiana, 47150.
That's one of them. Yep.
Perfect. And then we have your property address, mailing address, 7909 St. Andrew Street, Charlestown, Indiana, 47111. Did that all sound correct to you?
Sounds right.
Perfect. Perfect. So before I send you over the documents, I do just need the date of birth and the social, or the last four of the social, whatever you feel more comfortable with. To start, I'll go ahead and take the last four.
2360.
So that was 12360.
No, it's you. The last four of my social is 2360.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the date of birth?
02/12/1962.
Perfect. 2360/2/12/1962. Let me go ahead and get you over these documents now. So you should receive a text message. It should say Harold King, that's me, Mass Torch Strategies, DocuSign. And then it'll go to your text message as well as your email, whatever's easier for you to go ahead and open it up. And then the law firm you're working with is, they're called Pulaski Law Group. Let me go ahead and send you their information. And then before we get you wrapped up as well, I do want to make sure you know what to expect next here. While the firm is working on your claim, they will be reaching out a lot to finalize the claim. And I will also be calling you within the next couple of days once the file passes quality assurance to transfer you directly to them and get you introduced. Now, they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process just to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need for you to sign any additional forms like medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any additional paperwork from them, just be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible just to keep everything going smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I recommend giving them a call just to do follow up. And then I will send you the number that they will be calling you on within the next couple of days here. And then did you get the DocuSign?
Yeah, I'm just finishing up the first one.
Perfect. Log group. 909. 906. 3862. And then Pulaski, they are located in Texas, just so you kind of know where they're at.
All right, what is your company, Harold?
So the company I work for is Mass Tort Strategies.
I've got you saved.
Perfect. And then the law firm is Pulaski Law Group. And then I sent you, so the 909 number is their number. That'll be the number that they call you from. And then the 949 number is, you know, that's my direct line. I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm in California. So I'm here Monday through Friday. You can call me, text me, you know, however, you know, you feel like it. If you, you know, have any questions or anything for me.
When you spell lawsuit, is it S-U-I-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It just didn't look right.
I get that all the time. Some words sometimes don't look right, and I'm like, hmm.
Yeah.
Good thing for Siri, you know. Good thing for the Apple
yeah.
check, because without that, man.
All right. Are you done with me, Harold?
Yeah. If you don't have any questions or anything else for me, I'm all done.
Good to go. All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem. You have a blessed rest of your day, Joseph.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.